WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. High school conference track meets are happening in the area. River Valley is hosting the SWC this afternoon. Kickapoo is hosting the Ridge and Valley conference track meets. Lots of great games going on around the area tonight. Lafarge is at Cazenovia to take on Weston in high school baseball. Also, Ithaca is at DeSoto to take on the Pirates in both baseball and softball. Richland Center is on the road at Prairie du Chien for baseball and Viroqua for softball. River Valley is playing a doubleheader at home against Platteville, and they're also at home against Prairie du Chien in area softball. The Brewers, with a game coming up, game two of the series tonight, Joe Ross starts against the Pirates. Milwaukee has lost two in a row. The University of Wisconsin has announced the Badgers' September 14th game at Camp Randall against Alabama will have an 11 a.m. kickoff. For the first time in 18 years, Nick Saban won't be on the sidelines. The date and time were announced this week. The game is the first of a home and home series between the two football programs. Alabama won six national titles under Saban's leadership. After just one season, UW Green Bay men's basketball coach Sundance Wicks is leaving the program for what he calls his dream job in Wyoming. Athletic director Josh Moon says a new hire will be brought on quickly. And Packers head coach Matt LaFleur tells reporters A.J. Dillon could be more of a movable piece and not just restricted to running the ball. Based on that, it is assumed they're talking about Dillon possibly playing the team's H-back spot on offense. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update courtesy of WRCO Sports.